This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has been laid to rest at his compound in Ramallah, exactly 2 weeks after he left the West Bank city for medical treatment in France. Thousands upon thousands of grieving Palestinians greeted the helicopter carrying Arafat's body from his funeral earlier in the day in Cairo. The flag-draped coffin was then carried through the surging crowd in a dramatic display of Arafat's popularity. Yasser Arafat was the only leader most Palestinians have ever known, the symbol of Palestinian identity and nationalism. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Ramallah. Julie, this was quite an astonishing scene today.
It was. It was a remarkable day, and it is drawing to a close as the sun is setting here in Ramallah. Something that the leaders wanted to ensure that Mr. Arafat was buried before the sun went down. We're nearing the end of Ramadan, and the crowds here have dispersed after what you mentioned, the chaotic scenes where it looked like gun-toting factions were about to take control. You now hear the call of the Quran is being read. You may hear that, Amy, a sign that the calm has begun to return to this place.
Arafat's body had been due to lie in state, but I gather that didn't happen.
It was all, they were making this up as they went along, Renee. The rules were changing by the minute. A lot of the protocol was set aside. Mr. Arafat's coffin was brought out from the helicopter. It was clear that the crowds were going to be so impassioned that the sense was they wanted to conclude the burial as quickly as possible. And it was also becoming dangerous to try to move him these long distances from where the helipad was to where the gravesite was to where there was a VIP section set up. The sense was things were slipping out of people's ability to control them, and they wanted to make sure he was buried as quickly as possible to avoid any sort of real chaos taking place that somehow would upset the coffin.
Julie, what, though, does this say about the ability of the Palestinian Authority to maintain calm during what is bound to be a stressful period ahead, this transition to a new leadership?
Well, it reveals an awful lot about affairs here. The Israelis have closed the West Bank for this burial today. The Israelis basically made clear that it was the job of the Palestinian security forces to handle this funeral. At the same time, they are handicapped because Israel won't allow them to carry arms. While they may have been redeployed, they cannot carry arms. So you have these people out facing armed militias with nothing to protect themselves. And it was a very worrisome signal for the future, and people here spoke about that. On the other hand, people will also recognize this is how things are celebrated. This is how you mark the passing. This is how you say farewell.
Earlier, the scene was quite different during the funeral in Cairo, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a world away from the scene here. It was full of decorum. It was full of ceremony. You know, the dignity that Arafat was rarely accorded in the final years of his life was accorded him there. Foreign ministers, kings paid their last respects to this man who left no one indifferent. There seems to be a general consensus that he was respected for his single-minded pursuit of an independent Palestinian state. This was a day of passion. It was a day of uncertainty. People knew that they could expect some sort of emotional outpouring, but they weren't quite ready for this.
Julie, that would be shooting behind you into the sky in memorial, right?
One hopes. Yes.
NPR's Julie McCarthy is in the West Bank city of Ramallah, where Yasser Arafat was buried today.